Mr. Chairman, High Commissioner, Ministers, Excellencies, Heads of Agencies, Delegates. It has been said before, but it can't be repeated often enough. With almost 60 million people directly affected, forced displacement has reached a new global dimension. Numbers have been rising at an enormous pace. Germany is deeply concerned about this development. At the same time, we are strongly committed to playing our part in the global effort to address the humanitarian needs of forcibly displaced persons. In light of the vast rise in humanitarian needs, Germany is most grateful for UNHCR's excellent work. We applaud its efforts both in the mega crises of 2014 and 2015 and its tireless work in the various forgotten crises around the globe. UNHCR's ability to deliver life-saving assistance depends on the commitment and dedication of all its staff members who take great risks under extremely difficult and dangerous circumstances. Allow me therefore to once again express our deepest appreciation to the women and men of UNHCR who risk their lives to put our common humanitarian imperative into practice. Reflecting the significance of forced displacement, UNHCR continues to be Germany's most important partner in humanitarian assistance. Our financial contributions to UNHCR have increased steadily in recent years, and yet we know that funding is falling short of the enormous needs. We therefore wish to reiterate that in an era of globalization, emerging powers should also be aware of their growing responsibilities. We welcome the fact that UNHCR is systematically broadening its donor base, including both state and private actors. In order to alleviate the current dramatic situation facing refugees and IDPs, we believe that it is crucial to assist displaced persons at all stages of forced displacement. In countries of origin, humanitarian needs and the potential to help people in need are particularly high. In order to limit forced cross-border displacement, humanitarian assistance in refugees' countries of origin must foster prospects to lead a life in dignity, including opportunities to earn a livelihood. It is therefore of the utmost importance that international humanitarian law be respected. WFP and ICRC are invaluable partners in providing humanitarian assistance in countries of origin. As the High Commissioner earlier stated, in countries that receive large numbers of refugees, international solidarity to support the protection and assistance of refugees is needed. With this end in mind, we held a conference on the Syrian refugee situation at the Federal Foreign Office in Berlin in October last year. In the conference's Berlin Declaration, the participating countries pledged to support refugee hosting countries in coping with the influx of refugees from Syria. It is clear that humanitarian assistance to refugees in host countries must promote education and self-reliance for refugees. Many countries of transit are also currently struggling to cope with the high numbers of refugees, where transit countries' capacities to protect refugees are temporarily overstretched. International humanitarian assistance is needed to reinforce local capacities. If necessary, countries need to be reminded of their international obligations to protect those seeking protection. We would like to reiterate UNHCR's call to extend all national resettlement programs in order to enable more refugees to find protection in a safe country without putting their fate in the hands of human traffickers. To date, Germany has admitted more than 38,000 Syrian refugees via its humanitarian admission programs. At the same time, we are well aware of the fact that resettlement and humanitarian admission programs are not enough. People will always flee civil war and seek refuge and asylum in safer countries. This is why Germany emphasizes the importance of the Geneva Convention relating to the status of refugees. Germany grants protection to every person being persecuted within the meaning of the convention. Nevertheless, as Germany is surrounded by states that all apply and respect the rights granted by this convention, we emphasize the importance of European solidarity and a common European approach to the current refugee crisis. This is why Germany considers it essential to establish a permanent relocation mechanism in the European Union in order to distribute refugees fairly among member states in line with their respective capabilities. Mr. Chairman, given the enormous rise in needs and numbers, Germany believes that humanitarian assistance with regard to forced displacement must be stepped up significantly. Last week, Foreign Minister Steinmeier convened a meeting on the margins of the General Assembly in order to boost humanitarian funding. Germany announced further considerable contributions to UNHCR and WFP. The current overwhelming dimension of forced displacement demands not only resolute and effective but also wise responses. Along with UNHCR, the international community and our partners in civil society, Germany is determined to work tirelessly and steadfastly on behalf of refugees and internally displaced persons. Thank you.